Nearly 30 years after the oust of the Khmer Rouge regime, Cambodia is still struggling to overcome the deadly legacy of landmines and other explosive remnants of war. Since 1979, the country has documented about 64,000 victims of landmines, 20,000 of whom have been killed. The full extent of the landmine contamination in Cambodia is not known, but experts say the country is one of the most landmine states worldwide. The Cambodia Mine Action and Victims Assistance Authority is the lead agency in the demining program. Chum Bum Rong, Secretary General of the authority, outlines some of the demining priority areas.
Since the early period, we considered the place where we have to resettle displaced persons and refugees, the returnees from the border, you see, after the peace settlement. And then we also concentrated in economic and social affairs areas like agriculture, schools, bridges, roads, construction, etc.
Over the years, Cambodia has built a demining workforce of over 5,000 people, but the process of mine clearance is delicate and time-consuming. With the support of the Norwegian government, Cambodia has been using man's best friend in its demining program. At present, 44 dogs are deployed to undertake mine clearance activities. Tong Tra is a mine action project officer with the United Nations Development Program in Cambodia.
If you use a metal detector to search, you spend a lot of time excavating to see, to investigate whether it's mine or just a piece of metal. Dog is an explosive detector. In a highly contaminated area, if you use dog, if there is a metal, dog won't mark. Dog won't tell you this is mine or something. It's a pro and con in using manual and a dog. In an area where you have a manual miner have limitation, you use dog. In an area where you have limitation for the dog, you use manual mining. It's a tool that the site manager have to consider using which tool is most efficient.
In the 10 years to 2013, Cambodia managed to clear over 1,000 square kilometers of contaminated land. Thanks to increased public awareness on the dangers of landmines, the annual number of casualties has also declined to just under 200 from a high of 4,300 people in 1996. But despite these achievements, Cambodia still remains far from becoming free of landmines, as explains Lang Sok from the UN Development Programme in Cambodia.
We don't really know how much land is affected. We don't know where is the mine. Until 2012, we conducted baseline survey for 124 districts. Cambodia has 194 districts. And we see that we still have the problem in about 2,000 square kilometers.
A major stumbling block to the demining effort is the falling levels of donor support, as Ms. Sok explains further.
The level of funding is not proportionate with the issue. The sector receives $25 million US dollar per year for mine action. We need around more than $645 million US dollar until 2019 to clear all mines.
Member states that are signatory to the 1997 Mine Ban Treaty recently granted Cambodia more time within which to eliminate landmines. The deadline expires in 2019, and many are doubtful the country will be able to meet the target. Chum Bun Rong, Secretary General of the Cambodian Mine Action and Victims Assistance Authority, is however optimistic the challenge can be overcome.
From 2014 to 2030, we should be able to clear all mines, but we cannot guarantee 100% because we see that it is difficult, the challenge facing us, that 20 million need to be addressed.
80% of the land cleared of landmines and other explosive remnants of war is handed back to communities for agricultural and resettlement purposes. Patrick Maigua, United Nations, Geneva.